I must relate a story to you before I give you the message. During the war in London, lots of the boys and girls were evacuated. And a little boy went from one of our Sunday schools right into the country. And being a little Cockney boy, he had hardly seen a cow or a sheep. And when he got on this farm, the farmer had some very fierce Frisian bulls, and they were freelance bulls. They were moving among the cows, so of course he taught these boys, and especially this one boy, how to identify the bull lest he should get into trouble. They were out picking mushrooms one morning, and they got a real love for mushrooms. Now of course you have those in this country, don't you? Mushrooms, good. And one of the boys looked up and saw a bull in the field. So he said to his friend, "Look, there's a bull in the field, Nobby." Well, he said, "We're not missing these mushrooms." Well, unfortunately, the bull spotted them and started to gore the ground. So the boy said to his friend, he said, "Can you pray?" Well, he said, "I only know one." He said, "You only know one, and you went to Sunday school for about 5 years? Well," he said, "you get ready with that one in case that thing comes for us." Well, they were picking up the mushrooms, and then the bull gave them his last warning. He started to snort. So his friend said, "Have you got that prayer on the tip of your tongue?" He says, "I'm all ready with it." Well, the bull came for them, and foolish lads, instead of going for the nearest gate, they went for the nearest part of the hedge. And unfortunately, when they got to the hedge, it was too thick for them to burrow through. And so they got stuck halfway with their little backside showing and this bull thundering at them. So the boy said in desperation, "Say that prayer, Nobby." And he said, "What we're about to receive has to be truly thankful."